Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Tuesdays with Coach Mo. My name is Monique Betty, affectionately known as Coach Mo, and I coach high performers, leaders, and teams in maximizing their value and performance in the workplace. Now, recognizing that we've arrived at the midpoint of August, the team and I are enjoying some time away from the office. As a result, we're actually bringing you a replay with a purpose episode from season one titled Generating Positivity from Within, where I'm joined by Laura Masters, who's formerly with Abundance Enterprises and is now an expert learning specialist with Masters Learning. And she helps people develop abundant, expansive lives. So, be sure to grab some of the tips Laura's offering on what you can begin doing today to generate positivity within. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, it's Coach Mo.
Hey, it's Coach Mo.
Hey, it's Coach Mo.
Knowing what you want to accomplish professionally is just the beginning. I'm Coach Mo, and this podcast is for young professionals and emerging leaders who want to lead, achieve, and succeed at work. You've got executive ambitions and the drive to get there. Join me for perspective, insights, and thought-provoking questions that only you can answer. Today's episode starts now.
Tuesdays with Coach Mo.
If you're like the high-achieving professionals I coach, there's a good chance that the micro pieces of your workday are represented by some ups and some downs. An up moment may be when your skip boss sings your praises in a department-wide meeting for brokering that partnership deal that you've been working tirelessly on for the past 12 months. Alternatively, a down moment may be when you discover that an unexpected event has now undermined your product launch projections by 40%, and the outlook for recovery is pretty bleak. As a professional with executive ambitions, you're in it for the long haul, and no one said that the leadership role you're traveling on is paved with all things that are going to be sweet and rosy. Yet, I believe the high-achieving professionals can in fact achieve their executive ambitions when they create their plan for positivity, which is why I'm excited to share a conversation I recently had with Laura Masters of Abundance Life Coaching, who shares with me her professional wisdom on the science of positivity. Now, before we pivot to the interview, I just want to mention how young the field of study is on the topic of positivity. Emerging out of the field of psychology, positive psychology was an effort led by Dr. Martin Seligman, a researcher who gained notoriety for his well-known psychological theory of learned helplessness, which explains how humans and animals can learn to become helpless and feel that they've lost control over what happens to them. As it is explained on positivepsychology.com, Dr. Seligman was known to have become frustrated that the field of psychology was narrowly focused on the negative, with so much attention of mental illness, trauma, suffering, and pain, and relatively little focus on happiness, well-being, and strengths, that when he was elected to the position of president of the American Psychological Association back in 1998, he took that opportunity to alter the direction of the field and proposed a subfield on the study of life-giving rather than life-depleting, thus the emergence of positive psychology. As a result of research emerging from the field of positive psychology, we're learning now how to harness the power of shifting one's perspective to maximize the potential for happiness in many of our everyday behaviors. Enjoy my conversation with Laura Masters. So, Laura, what is your definition of positivity?
You know, my definition of positivity would probably lie in the idea that it's a frame of mind, that it's a practice and a way of being that's being leans on the edge of optimism in your attitude, and you're the kind of person who looks for solutions. You see the good in things. You expect results and success. And it's like a muscle you cultivate and a viewpoint and a way of being in the world.
I love that. A muscle you cultivate. You know, some time ago, I took advantage of a free course at Coursera with Dr. Barbara Fredrickson. What is she out of UNC? And it was a course on positive psychology. And I do recall her sharing her research around broaden and build. Will you share with our audience what that research is all about and what are some of the outstanding insights?
Yeah. So I love the broaden and build theory. She talks about the power of positive emotions, and positive emotions are what make up positivity. They're the feelings that make you feel really good. You know, they're that, you know, joy, happiness, tranquility, enthusiasm, appreciation, gratitude, all those feelings. And when those feelings are, those are the ones you're experiencing, then what happens is it sets you up to see the world differently. You're in a positive spot. It's where human beings create. It's where they are able to see more, register more, have more expansive thinking. You're more able to attend to others. You're open to ideas. You want to explore. You connect better. You have more safety. It opens up your mind. And so it broadens your ability to take in life, to experience life, to try life, all that stuff. And what that does eventually is that it broadens. So broadens and then builds your resources, because as you do all of that, you gain more knowledge, you gain more skills, you know, you have more abilities, you meet people, you make connections, things start to snap and check and move in your life. Mm-hmm. You make more relationships, and together all that, what that does is gives you on a daily basis the experience of being healthier, happier, some more personal fulfillment. And you have more success in your life. And then it just begins that big cycle, because all of that that happens then leaks you around to having the positive emotions, because you're in this beautiful loop and it continues to circle and circle, which mm-hmm. is completely different than when you're sad or depressed or angry or frustrated. And so it's a feed loop that really works well. And in fact, in the sciences, it's proven everywhere that really it is the positivity, the positive mindset that actually creates the success. It's not the success that creates the other. You have to build that muscle to get into that beautiful loop.
Yeah, in terms of building the muscle and setting one up to see the world better, as you said, I often hear people say, that's just not me. I'm not wired that way. Is this positivity something people are born with, or do all of us have the capacity to create that within ourselves?
It's a great question. And the truth is that we do have the capacity to build it. So what happens is we do have the ability to build that is built into our neuroplasticity, the ability that we can create systems in our mind. So we're born with what's called a negativity bias, which means our systems in our bodies from, you know, our days on the savannas are set up and wired for survival. And so we're wired to notice the, you know, one thing in the day that didn't go right of 10 things. And so to build that up and to change that prehistoric focus that we have, the skill is to learn what positive emotions are, how they feed us, how that loop works. And then it's about building it into your day. Barbara Fredrickson also talks about 3-to-1 positivity ratio. And to overcome one negative experience in your day, she says we must have at least 3-to-4 positive heartfelt emotions. And so really the prescription is, you know, schedule joy into your life, schedule time into your life to do things that you love, take time to notice people, feel love, be present, meditate. All those things that build up the positive emotions slowly builds an inner resource, so that when times get tough and when we're in a pandemic and we're in situations that are difficult, we have built this inner resource to go to that will serve us. And we have the neural physiology of happiness. We have the neural physiology of tranquility and coherence that we can turn back into. But the trick is to build, you know, like James Clear, the atomic habits, the small habits every day, to build ourselves up in this area called resilience, which would then allow us to live our lives beautifully, at least better in times of struggle.
Mm-hmm. And will you share an example of someone who you know through your work as a life coach who has applied the 3-to-1, the positivity ratio? And I will put in the show notes for the audience a link to Barbara Fredrickson's positivity ratio, because that in and of itself is a really good go-to resource to start to gain that awareness for yourself. So what example do you have, Laura, to speak to that really illuminates how powerful the positivity ratio is?
Yeah. Well, you know, I can give a personal example. And actually, it was for me the moment when I really, truly began to believe in building up authentic positivity. And I underscore authentic because people can tell the Pollyanna fakes, right? I mean, we know this one. Oh, life is just good. You know, so it's authentic. So what happened was some time ago, I had a day when a lot of things happened. And one of them that happened on that day was my mom passed away. I had a catastrophe in my house. I mean, it was like everything was broken down. And I mean, I was in a terrible place of stress. And so one of the things that I do is deep breathing. I do it on my heart math device. And so I thought, okay, I've been doing this. I've been practicing all this positivity stuff. If I can take myself out of this state, which was that, you know, that terrible place of anxiety where you just can't see it ever ending and things getting better. And what is it all worth? And why are we here? One of those existential moments. And I got on my heart math machine and it took me 13 or 14 minutes, but I got myself back to where I was showing coherence on the biofeedback machine and I could feel the shift in my body. And then after that, I thought, okay, so that's one. And then I went out to my garden and I looked at my flowers and I did a little bit of gardening. And then, so that was just enjoying the moment. Then I came back into my office and I wrote a few thank you notes to some friends who had done some nice things lately, going over those positive things. And then I went for a run and I built myself up physically. And by the end of the day, I was back in a good place and able to handle things that were going on because I truly used that ratio.
Mm-hmm. And you took control and took certain steps to create that for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes I hear the term positivity used interchangeably with happiness. What is the distinction between the use of that terminology or the ideas of happiness compared to positivity?
Well, happiness is a feeling and positivity is more like a mindset. So happiness can't always be in your control. It often depends on outside things happening. You know, when my kids appreciate me, when my love does this, or, you know, when good things happen in my life. So positivity is a mindset and a muscle and a skill set that you work on. Happiness is generally short-lived. Like when you think about even when you're so happy, you know, that ends. Positivity is a muscle that can go on and serve you for a long time. Happiness is a disposition. Positivity is life-changing and it will really change you. It leads to contentment. And positivity is a choice that you can make. Happiness is a feeling that settles from other things that have happened or you've noticed or things that have you felt inside. And so happiness is a feeling and positivity is a gorgeous mindset and skill set that you can build for yourself that lasts over time.
Mm-hmm. Has some longevity to it. And when you think of, let's say a listener now wants to take some definitive action and they want to step away from any computer, so going to a positivity ratio is not their thing, what are some options for someone to do right now within the hour to generate positivity in their life? What resources are available?
Well, positive emotions arise when we have a meaningful experience. So I would suggest that they, first of all, a couple of minutes of really deep breathing never hurts. Writing down three things that you're really grateful, heartfully grateful in your life, doing one kind thing, send an email to somebody that you really care about, listen to a song that you love, maybe order a book you want to read, but finding and bringing into every, you know, moment of your day at some point, not every moment, of course, but bringing into your day the things that are meaningful and bring joy to your life, and really being aware of what those are and cultivating them and scripting them in. I mean, we are so busy. Sometimes we have to schedule that in, like, you know, from 12 to 12:30, I am going to do nothing but things that I absolutely love. But that would be a good way to start.
Mm-hmm. I really like that, because in particular, a meaningful experience is going to be different for everyone, right? Yeah. But think about something meaningful for you that is possible within a short time frame. Couple that with one kind thing, an expression of appreciation, expression of gratitude, and then possibly listen, bring in an auditory factor, listen to a song. I will add, possibly, as I say that, I'm thinking maybe talk to a friend, that individual who helps to evoke that positive sensation within you. Laura, I truly appreciate your time with me today on this podcast. What are just your final thoughts as it relates to individuals building their muscle of positivity?
You know, I have to say that, you know, for me, having so much gratitude for having built that within, that people can have enough compassion for themselves and their future selves, that person that's going to be going through things, to you know, pull up in them the desire to really develop the skills that are going to allow you to meet challenges beautifully with more skills and more resources, and to care about yourself and have enough compassion for yourself to do that in tiny little habits that shift the trajectory of your ability to handle challenges, and then to share it with others, and to just, you know that this is in your capability, and that you can, by doing all of that, just create a better and better life for yourself and everyone around you.
And I love what you said, and show compassion for your future self. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you, Laura.
You're so welcome. Pleasure to be here.
I'm reminded of something I learned from reading Dr. Barbara Fredrickson's book, Positivity. In her book, Dr. Fredrickson, who's a distinguished professor at UNC Chapel Hill, revealed that past researchers discovered that most fast-paced changes in emotions don't last. For example, when someone experiences a grand event, like winning the lottery, there's a rapid shift at a shockingly fast pace. Yet, you're soon likely to return to where your emotional life was before the event happened. This is what's referred to as the hedonic treadmill effect. Like kind of what you experience with walking or jogging on a treadmill, you think you're going forward emotionally, only to discover you end up in the same place as you started. So, how do you create positive emotions in your life that are sustained? Well, research suggests that it really is a slow and steady process. As Laura Masters mentioned in our conversation, there are, in fact, things that you can do right now to begin building your inner well of positivity. For example, if there are people in your life who uplift you, make the effort to keep in touch with them. Make time for conversations with them. If there are certain scents or aromas that are pleasurable for you, have them within close reach. I once had a coworker who experienced feelings of calm and positivity with the scent of lavender, so she actually kept a couple of sachets of lavender in her desk drawer. Alternatively, if music evokes positive emotions within you, grab your earbuds for brief moments of listening pleasure during your day. Or visually, consider having pictures of your pet or your favorite chill-out spot. Like, for me, it's that backyard hammock I have between two palm trees. Or possibly an image of a scenery that evokes positive emotions within you, such as a favorite vacation place. Whatever you choose, be deliberate in building your capacity or your inner resource for positivity. Now for Coach Mo Knows, a tip, a coaching question, and a bit of inspiration. My tip is actually threefold. First, connect with Laura Masters. At Facebook, she's at Abundance Enterprise, all one word. Abundance Enterprise. Second, connect with Laura. She's currently offering a special coaching package. I'll be sure to have her contact information in the show notes for today's episode. And third, consider joining Laura in her 6-week online class, The Science of Positivity, beginning September 15th, 2020, in cooperation with the Center for Coach Certification. This is an International Coaching Federation accredited program. It will be a 6-week program offered once a week for 90 minutes a week. So be sure to check that out. And again, information will be in the show notes for today's podcast. In terms of your coaching question this week, it actually is going to be in the form of a sample coaching exercise on positivity. So on a scale of 1 to 10, rate the kind of day you had yesterday, 10 being great and 1 not so great. And then answer these 3 short questions as you consider how you rated your day yesterday. First, what were you doing? Second, what were you feeling? And third, were you interacting with others or were you alone? The general premise of the sample exercise is to get you thinking about the micro pieces of your day. Continue to self-rate each day for a period of, let's say, 1 to 2 weeks. And then start to determine for yourself what is the opportunity for you in generating the positivity you want as you build your positivity muscle. And our inspiration this week comes from the sports world, New York Yankees great Derek Jeter, who said, "I go into every game thinking I'm going to be the hero. I have to, or I wouldn't enjoy it." Hey, if you're a first-time listener for Tuesdays with Coach Mo, welcome. Please do subscribe, leave a review and a rating. And if you have a podcast idea you'd like to hear, or if you're experiencing a workplace dilemma that you'd like my thoughts on, please follow me on Instagram at Tuesdays with Coach Mo and send me a message. I'll be sure to get back with you with my thoughts and perspective on how to navigate your situation. Until next time. That's a wrap for this episode of Tuesdays with Coach Mo. Showing up here tells me you're willing to invest in yourself and your career. Get additional resources at TuesdaysWithCoachMo.com. Please subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to get your feedback. Till next time, this is Coach Mo signing off.
Tuesdays with Coach Mo.